Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, moving on now from congressional politics to local politics.
Tomorrow, 53 Massachusetts cities and towns will hold municipal elections, including Beverly, Malden,
Newburyport, Peabody,
Saugus, Methuen,
and Somerville, your hometown, Anthony. So you've got your ballot all figured out and ready?
Truth is, I'm still trying to figure out how my new recycling bin works.
Well, at least you've got it.
But I am registered to vote, and I'll be ready by voting day tomorrow. Not to worry.
So here's the thing, not to worry. That is exactly true, because apparently people like you and me, when it comes to local electoral politics, maybe we're not so important.
Oh, no?
Well, I mean, every vote, yes, is still important. But apparently there is a species of civically minded citizen that candidates really see as their true path to victory, and especially in tomorrow. And they are called supervoters.
Supervoters. I want to know more about the supervoter.
Well, we've got the man who can explain who supervoters are right here with us. He is David Bernstein, political reporter for the Boston Phoenix. Hi there, David.
How are you doing?
So what is this creature known as a supervoter?
Well, this is a campaign term to refer to basically people who have voted in the last several elections, have not missed an election recently, and that tells them that tells these campaign people that these are people who are very likely to vote in every election, including these low turnout elections, which some of these municipal elections are. So they target their campaigns very specifically to those households which show up. You know, they buy their lists, based on these criteria. So, for instance, this time it may be people who have voted in the 2010 general election, the 2010 primary election, and the 2009 municipal election. If you voted 3 for 3 in there, you might be defined as a super voter for this year's election.
Okay, so apparently these super voters really matter for the Boston City Council election.
Yeah, because it's going to be a low turnout election. Just to give you a sense, I would say that depending on how you define your super voters, they're probably, you know, maybe 30,000, 40,000 households that these candidates really key in on citywide. And it's likely that the overall turnout for the election tomorrow is going to be maybe 70,000 people. So you can see, and of course, a household could give you 2 or 3. So you could be talking about 2/3 or more of the turnout could be just specifically from these super voter households.
Oh, interesting. So they're carrying a lot of sway in terms of the outcome here. So the really interesting race that people are looking at is for the at-large seats on the city council. Apparently there are 7 candidates vying for 4 seats. Let me just run through their names so that people know. Will Dorsina, Ayanna Pressley, Felix Arroyo, John Connolly, Michael Flaherty, Stephen Murphy, and Sean Ryan. You have narrowed the competition, the realistic competition, down to just 5 candidates, right?
Yeah, there are two who are right. There's 4 incumbents, all of whom obviously have won before. Then you've got Michael Flaherty, who has won citywide before many times, but gave up his city council seat to try to run for mayor 2 years ago, now wants to get back on the seat. So you've got 5, you know, sort of major powerhouse candidates who have all won before citywide. And then there are 2 other candidates, like you said, Will Dorsina and Sean Ryan, both of whom are very impressive, but it doesn't appear that they've got enough, you know, to compete with the 5 that we're talking about.
Let me just ask you quickly about Michael Flaherty. Peter Gilzenis in the Boston Herald yesterday said that he believes that Michael Flaherty is in the city council race in order to mount another mayoral campaign. I mean, you referenced that he has run a citywide race before. Do you think that there's any truth to that?
Well, certainly that's what just about everybody believes, you know, in sort of the inside politics. And as a result, and because he ran against Menino in 2009, it is perceived that Menino very much wants to keep Flaherty off of the city council, where he would cause trouble for the mayor. But I don't know that it's necessarily the case. I think that Flaherty wants to maintain his power base and his name and everything, and give himself a platform. And that may mean going on to run for district attorney or for Congress or something else.
But his presence in the race is has made maybe life a little more difficult than she would have liked for Ayanna Pressley, who won her city council seat back in 2009. And when she did, she was the first African-American woman on the Boston City Council. It seems that the very fact that, no one knows what's going to happen until all the votes are counted, but there is talk that she hasn't been able to raise a lot of money this time around. It's just been 2 years since that really sort of landmark victory in 2009. What does that say to you about her term on city council, or maybe even Boston as a whole in the past 2 years?
Well, it's very difficult for sort of a new person to city politics, as Ayanna Pressley was, to get her name recognition up, you know, in a very short period of time. And these city councilors, you know, it's every 2 years they have to be reelected. So, you know, you're starting your campaign basically as soon as you got on the council. So, you know, she doesn't come from a sort of known family. She didn't, in Boston politics, as some of the others do. She hasn't been here as long. She hasn't, you know, in terms of being involved in a lot of civic activities. So she's certainly known sort of on inside politics. But I'll tell you, she's done a great job and frankly, has gotten a lot of media coverage in this race. And so she may end up not being the most vulnerable in terms of losing a seat if Michael Flaherty does get on. Some people think that Steve Murphy, who's been on the council for a long time, may be more vulnerable. A lot of it's going to come down to, because in a city council race of this type, the voters get to vote for as many as four councilors, mm-hmm. because there are four seats. And what's going to happen is, you know, we talked about the super voters. They're going to come out, most of them, with one or two really definite names. You know, I'm coming out to vote for Michael Flaherty. I'm coming out to vote for Ayanna Pressley. The big question is, when they get in the booth, what do they do with the rest of those votes? That's going to be what really changes the outcome, I think. Do they use all their four votes? Do they, you know, who do they use them for? Do they use them for the incumbents if they're happy with one incumbent? Or do they, you know, add in a Michael Flaherty because they thought that he was a good sort of outside voice? That's really what it's going to come down to, I think.
And David, overall, we mentioned, Anthony Ann mentioned all the other elections that are going on around Massachusetts. Any other races catch your eye?
There's some really good ones, as a matter of fact. There are some mayors around the state who are up for re-election, Dominic Sarno out in Springfield, Lisa Wong in Fitchburg, who are facing real challenges, a number of others in Quincy, and there are a number of other places. And then there are a number of places where the mayor has left, either, you know, to move on to do something else or because of term limits, where you have some really very interesting races, both sort of directly in the Boston area and beyond. And then, of course, some towns like Somerville and Cambridge, where it may just be a school committee race or a race for the councilors or so forth, but they can be taken very, very seriously in those towns.
Oh, Tip O'Neill would be proud, wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
David Bernstein is the political reporter for the Boston Phoenix. Thanks as always, David.
My pleasure.
Stay with us. Still to come, a deal between the city of Boston and the Boston Red Sox prompts questions about who owns the city's streets and who gets to use them to cash in. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.